You are hearing Finty Du Podcast. Navigating real estate investment for natural persons, key insights from the recent FTAS Corporate Tax Guide. Introduction. In October 2024, the UAE's Federal Tax Authority FTA released a comprehensive guide outlining the corporate tax implications for natural persons deriving income from real estate investments. This guide, designed to provide clarity on the scope of real estate investment activities, helps individuals understand when their real estate-related income is subject to or excluded from corporate tax. With the UAE's evolving tax landscape, understanding these guidelines is essential for individuals engaging in property-related activities. What qualifies as real estate investment under UAE corporate tax law? The FTA defines real estate investment as any activity conducted by a natural person related to the sale, leasing, subleasing, or renting of land or real estate property in the UAE. Crucially, these activities are excluded from corporate tax if they are conducted without requiring a business license. This distinction underscores the UAE's intent to differentiate between passive income from personal investments and active business ventures, which are subject to corporate tax. Key activities excluded from corporate tax: selling or leasing property. Renting residential or commercial properties without engaging in a licensed business. Real estate investments managed indirectly, such as through property management companies, where the income still accrues to the natural person. Licensing requirements and corporate taxation. A significant portion of the FTA guide centers around the impact of licensing on real estate investment income. If a natural person requires a license for their property-related activities, their income will be classified as business income and thus subject to corporate tax. However, if the real estate investment does not require a license, the income remains excluded. For instance, leasing without a license, a natural person leasing residential apartments to tenants without a business license is considered to be earning real estate investment income, which is excluded from corporate tax. Operating with a license, on the other hand, if the person operates a property management business with a license, the income derived from leasing would be taxable. Corporate tax registration and the AED 1 million threshold. The guide clarifies that natural persons are only required to register for corporate tax if their business activities exceed AED 1 million in turnover. Real estate investment income, as long as it falls within the criteria for exclusion, is not included in the turnover calculation. This exemption provides clarity for individuals with large property portfolios, ensuring they only face taxation when engaging in business activities requiring a license. Apportionment of expenses in mixed activities. When a natural person earns income from both real estate investment and licensed business activities, it's necessary to fairly allocate expenses between these activities. The guide outlines methodologies for expense apportionment, such as allocating overheads based on factors like property value or time used. This ensures an accurate reflection of the tax-deductible expenses for business activities, while real estate investment income remains unaffected. Anti-abuse provisions. To prevent misuse of the real estate investment exclusion, the FTA highlights the General Anti-Abuse Rule GAR. This rule allows the tax authority to counteract arrangements designed solely to obtain a corporate tax advantage, such as structuring property transactions in a way that artificially qualifies them for tax exclusion. The GAR ensures that the tax law's intent is upheld, and real estate activities are taxed appropriately when they lack economic substance or commercial purpose. Conclusion. The FTAS Real Estate Investment for Natural Persons Guide provides essential clarity for individuals engaging in property transactions. By distinguishing between personal investments and business activities, The guide helps taxpayers understand when they need to register for corporate tax and how to navigate complex scenarios involving both taxable and excluded income. For real estate investors, staying informed on these regulations is crucial to maintaining compliance with the UAE's corporate tax regime. Stay tuned for more Fintedu podcasts, Middle East leading e-learning platform for finance, tax, and accounting professionals.